for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Wednesday, November 13th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Greatly, greatly appreciate if you guys would stay on topic to the conversation. Don't send me any videos or long stories during the show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. We've got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of things are happening, just like I predicted, in the lame duck session going on down in Lansing. Very interesting how this is playing out, coming together, that the Democrats ramming their agenda through like we predicted. Got a text message from Brett Gooding this morning. Legislative alert that he sent out regarding guns. This is going to be very, very, very interesting. It appears on its face, looks like it's going to be something that appears to be good for gun owners, people who carry concealed. But they are doing it under civil rights. This package of bills basically expanding the restrictions on concealed carry and expanding gun-free zones, including the Michigan State Capitol, the Binsfield Senate Office Building, and the Anderson House Office Building, which is where the state representatives and the state senators, their offices are located. Why are they doing this? Well, the Michigan House of Representatives switched back to a Republican majority for 2025 and 2026. What they are trying to do is place these bans into statutory law, which would prevent the Republicans from reversing them next year, even though the Democrats continue to hold control of the Michigan Senate and the governor's office through the end of 2026. But these bills go even further. We're going to talk about these at the bottom of the hour. We have Dr. Jeff from Sioux Animal Hospital. He's coming on in the next segment. We're going to talk with him, ask your questions of him. But this is just one of, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 bills that the radio station was emailed this morning as to what they're going to be bringing up in session today after they ram them through these committee assignments. I get emails of committee assignments of bills. 13 of them was emailed to the radio station this morning, going to committees today. We have House Government Operations, House Transportation, Mobility, and Infrastructure, House Economic Development and Small Business Subcommittees. All kinds of bills going through the process today only. Dr. Jeff's going to join us in the next segment. Text me your questions for him. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Joining us on the line right now is Dr. Jeff up at the Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Hey, a couple of questions came in already when I announced you were coming on in the next segment. And one of them said that, and this is pretty typical, I guess, for them with this dog, is that he likes to go outside and spend time out at night sniffing around in the backyard. Something is happening in the backyard because as soon as he gets done eating, he starts immediately running to the door, wanting to go outside. He's never done it before. What is he into? What has he found? What is he doing that has changed his motive operandi, his habits of wanting to go outside?
Well, I mean, recently, most animals are active. I don't know, do they live in the town? Do they live in, like,
out in the country?
Out in the country.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember, now, most animals are what they call crepuscular. Okay, so you have nocturnal animals, right? Everybody knows what that means. They're active at night.
Sure.
Then you have what's called diurnal animals, and those are active during daylight, like humans, you know, and whatnot.
Sure.
But then you have what they call crepuscular, and these are animals that are active at dusk and dawn. Deer tend to be fairly crepuscular, although they tend to be active, you know, but if you get, usually you get big peaks of deer activity at dusk and at dawn, because if you think about usually when, you know, I'm sitting on the stand, come, what, Friday?
Yeah,
15th. Yeah, Friday.
Yep.
We're right down there, aren't we? So when we're sitting out there, you know, that's when you usually see most of your deer activity. So yeah, probably something's moving. I mean, you're out in the country. Who knows? You know, coons, just whatever.
Now, one of the things,
checking the 5 o'clock news. You know.
Well, one of the things that they were asking about skunk activity.
Yeah.
Now, do the skunks only come out at night?
Yeah, they tend to be fairly nocturnal, usually when they're around. So
so maybe he's getting a trail or a scent of a skunk like Mr. Snoop did a few weeks ago.
Yep.
And basically trying to scouting this skunk out is what he's possibly into.
Yeah.
Because the change of daylight savings time obviously has moved up darkness, and this is one of the things they're wondering, is maybe because they're trying to figure out what to do, what to flush out, what to try to get rid of. And explain skunks to us. Exactly why do they exist? They're the most nasty animal on the planet. Why do skunks exist in the universe?
Well, they fill a role.
What role do they fill?
They they sell a lot of dog shampoo, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, they're out there and they eat small, you know, they eat pretty much anything, really. They'll eat fruits, they eat small, you know, frogs and, you know, they actually pretty much almost eat anything they'll catch. And they just kind of, you know, are there. The God said, let there be a smelly cat. Blammo,
okay.
There it is.
There it is. Okay. Well, one thing, just for the record, they sell this at Walmart, Amazon, all over the place, that molecular scent remover, smell remover, poof or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what?
That
gets rid of the skunk oil. Yes. I had lingering smells of it. Vicky couldn't smell it, but I could. Around Snoop's eyes and his muzzle and on top of his head. And I got a bottle of that stuff, and you have to be careful around the eyes. I closed his eyelids, and I put my finger over his eyes. But I just sprayed the crap out of his head and his muzzle and massaged it in there, and guess what? The skunk oil is finally gone. So,
It must have some kind of oxidizing agent in it. But apparently, according to the commercial, I know exactly what you're talking about. I think they spell it, P-O-O-P-H?
Yes.
I think, Yeah, I mean, Hoofer, the guy squirts it in his mouth.
He squirts it in his mouth on the commercial, right?
I'm assuming it's safe. So,
well, when I read the bottle, it said in case of contact with the eyes, you have to flush the eyes immediately.
Yep.
So that's why I put my finger over his eyes when I sprayed him. But he enjoyed it, actually. Okay, another question came in, and this is kind of interesting. And if you have a question for Dr. Jeff, 231-360-5140. Since daylight savings time, noticing the dog is still wanting to eat at its normal hour.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what is up with that? Because we've changed our habits. We're eating different times based on the moving of the clock. But the dog isn't wanting to eat his dinner until an hour later. So why is that happening?
Well, the biggest question on that is, why do we do it? Because remember, clocks and daylight savings time and all that stuff is a completely artificial human creation.
Sure.
Animals run their biological clocks by light. And in days of yore, when we didn't have electricity and, you know, couldn't be active 24/7,
sure,
we did too. Our bodies are designed to take cues off of the daylight, and that's what he is. They're just following their cues. That dog don't care. It's like my horses. They don't care daylight savings time. They don't, especially in the fall. It's not bad because, you know, we're falling back an hour. They fed an hour earlier. But in the spring, when we spring ahead, they're not. Right now, you're an hour late when you go into the stable.
Going on, right? So, got it. Okay.
Interesting thing as far as how they do it. You can modify behavior and stuff like that. Some guy went and lived like a month underground with no artificial light. Apparently, humans run on a normal internal clock of a 25-hour clock. So there's a study. You can look it up. It's pretty interesting.
Interesting. So without exposure to any outside light, what were some of the major takeaways?
He got up and he got on at first he was still running pretty close to normal, like, and he had no clock either. He didn't know. He just, like, when he went to bed when he was tired, he got up when he wasn't tired, you know. He woke up when he woke up, he ate when he was hungry, da 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 da. And at first it was really close to like what was normal, like the first week, but then he started running just an hour. They noticed his day was an hour longer. Interestingly enough, and I don't know, there might be some naval vets that might be able to correct me on this, but if I understand, like on submarines, they run on an 18-hour day. I've been told. So I don't know. I'm an Army vet, not a Navy vet. So
somebody
has to correct me. But that's just because, again, you're in a closed area. You can control on and off lights and exposures. You can control that. And that's just what they had, like 6 hours on duty, 6 hours rest, and 6 hours sleep or something like that.
Right.
And submarines will do that just because it's better for the health of the way the ship is working.
So, gotcha. One other question just came in. Our cat seems to be going to the bathroom everywhere. And they said that they can't figure it out. The litter box has changed, but completely abnormal for this cat. She's 7 years old and has never done it outside of the litter box. What has happened inside her house?
Well, first thing, that's a whole mini series in and of itself. First question is going to be number one or number two? Is she urinating or defecating outside?
It's urinating.
Urination. Okay, so step one you need to do is go ahead and eliminate medical causes. Get a urinalysis, make sure that we don't have a urinary tract infection or something like that. Maybe even take an x-ray to make sure that we don't have a bladder stone. Okay, so you need to go through and eliminate medical causes first. And after that, then you need to start looking for a 7-year-old cat to suddenly have a behavioral issue. Usually those are younger when they happen, so I wouldn't put that high. But then you would have to, like, okay, has anything changed? You have to go talk to a veterinarian, you know, or even an animal behaviorist, because sometimes things that can change We don't even know it changed for us. But you have to, you know, I mean, some cats are so sensitive, you just turn this litter box sideways and they don't care. You know, and they're like, oh, my God, I can't, you know. And then some cats, like, yeah, fortunately, my cats, like, they don't care. you know, like, whatever. So it just depends on the animal. So the first thing, eliminate medical causes. Make sure you're not dealing with something you can easily treat first. Then you get the behavioral there. So you could have urinary tract infection. You could have a bladder stone. You could have, they call it fluted feline lower urinary tract disorder. In humans, they call it idiopathic cystitis. But what it does, it walks like a bladder infection, talks like a bladder infection, but it's not a bladder infection. But those things can be medically treated, okay? And then if you eliminate those, then you're probably dealing with a behavioral. Then you need to, okay, well, where's the litter boxes at? What's going on in the house? You know, and the more detail you can give, too, because it might even be something as simple, you know, Aunt Thelma's visiting, okay? You know, sure. Something like that. Some cats are so sensitive, that'll throw them off.
And okay, excellent, because this is they're listening and texting me and I'm trying to read it at the same time. Urinary tract infection, she did have bouts of it a few years ago. Is that something that reoccurs on a regular basis? Is it something we're feeding her? What's going on?
Well, Ken, my question is going to be how chunky is this cat?
Does weight have an issue?
Well,
to do
you can
with
get
it?
Cats, yeah, because you can get cats that are so fat, lack of a better word, that they can't clean themselves. So now that area underneath the tail, you know, and around the urethral opening, you get inflamed, it gets infected, and that's a source of chronic infection for the bladder. And that's one thing that can happen. Recurrent UTIs can also, you can have a stone again.
Okay.
To go back.
They just texted me back. She is slightly overweight, but not obese.
All right. Yeah, probably the first thing isn't. But yeah, some people are prone to urinary tract infections. Some cats are, female cats are just prone to urinary tract infections. So, yeah, if she's had a history of urinary tract infections in the past, I'm going to bet on that. That's the first thing I'm going to look at.
Gotcha. This question, we've had this one before. We're thinking about watching these TV commercials, the Farmer's Dog and a few of these other ones. It seems that prepared looks like homemade food for dogs. Do you recommend switching over to these type of products, or should we continue on with what the dog is accustomed to?
Well, you could, you know, switching certainly is not going to hurt, especially if you can switch to something that's less processed. Okay, just like in humans, they tell us don't eat overprocessed foods. Okay,
right.
You know, a banana is better than a Twinkie. It's the same thing with our dogs. You know, now you look at some of the commercials for dog food, they're showing you this, you know, this whole chicken and vegetables, and then they cook it into a brown nugget. Yeah, you know, and another thing to also people don't understand, when you look at the guaranteed analysis of the food, okay, that is not an indication of what the nutritive value of the food is. That is a lab chemical digest of what's in the food. And I used to have I wish I could find it. I had a picture when I used to, from college, it showed a guaranteed analysis and say, well, what do you guys think of this food? Like, oh, it looks pretty good, you know, da, da, da. And I flip it over and go, yeah, it's